to invite all the kids to come and join me up on the altar. Can you guys come up here with me? And everyone in the nave can be seated. Yeah, hi everybody. Sure. Amazing. All right. How's everybody doing today? Good. Are you excited about pageant rehearsal later this morning? Yeah, do you know, does anybody know what they're gonna be in the pageant yet? What are you gonna be? A star. What are you gonna be? Joseph. Wow, we're among royalty. Who are you gonna be? A sheep. Who are you gonna be? A shepherd.
I want to be a lamb.
That's awesome. Who are you gonna be? You are going to be a lamb, Evie.
I'm going to be a bunny.
And Rowan's going to be a bunny. Lainey, what are you going to be? An angel. And Madison?
A narrator.
A narrator. And Morgan?
A narrator.
And Coco?
A narrator.
Riley, who are you going to be?
Baby Jesus.
Are you baby Jesus? Well, that's so awesome. William, what are you going to be? A star, that's incredible. What are you gonna be?
A shepherd.
So many great parts that we have in our pageant, and if you don't know what you're gonna be yet, oops, I just realized I still have my mask on, it's probably hard to hear me. If you don't know what you're gonna be yet, you'll find out after church, you'll find out soon, and everybody will learn what their part is. But today we're gonna talk, Emmy, I need you to listen. We're gonna talk a little bit about the season of Advent. Before we get to the Christmas story and the pageant, we celebrate the season of Advent. Now, can anyone guess what I have in this box? What do you think I might have?
A wee.
Shh. What do I have? What do you think I have in the box? Ah, Evie gave it away. Okay. All right. So I have a special wreath that my August, who isn't here this morning, he's visiting his godfather, but he and his dad helped to make us a very special Lego wreath just for us for this morning. So I'm gonna put it, those of you who are in the back, it's an Advent wreath made out of Lego. So I need some folks, so we're gonna light 3 candles on this wreath. Would you like to light a candle? Can you come light 1 candle on the Advent wreath? Yeah. So I just press it on right there. Who else would like to light one? Would you like to light one? All right, Cecily, you can light one. You guys got to play with it at home. And Matthew? There you go. All right, so we have 3 candles lit on our Advent wreath. That one's not sticking on. Okay. I happen to have another flame in my pocket if we need it. Okay. With an assist, we got it. No, we don't need one more because how many candles are lit on our Advent wreath up here? We just have 3. So this is the 3rd week of Advent. Now the candles on my Lego Advent wreath are all white, but today we lit a pink candle, and that means that it is what's called, here's a Latin word for you. You didn't know you were going to learn Latin at church this morning.
I have pink.
You do. Dad dressed Evie like the pink candle. It is the Gaudete Sunday, and Gaudete is a Latin word for joy. For joy. So what are things that bring you joy? Trenton? Christmas brings you joy. What brings you joy?
Me?
Yeah. What makes you happy? What brings you joy? You? Yeah. Your phone. Lainey, what brings you joy? Your family. Who else ever feels joyful? What brings you joy? Your cat. You have two cats, double the joy. Coco, what brings you joy? Your Kindle. We have some tech lovers here. Rowan, what brings you joy? What makes you happy? Your bunny. Cecily, what makes you happy? What brings you joy? Emmett, your dog. Yeah, anybody else have something that brings them joy? Trenton, I've already gotten an answer from you.
Books.
Books. I love to read, too, so that would bring me joy as well. Okay, Evie, what brings you joy?
My lamb.
Your lamb.
My Evelyn lamb.
Your Evelyn lamb. Yes, that brings you joy. What brings you joy?
Surprises.
That's awesome. Do you like to surprise other people? What brings you joy? Your sister? That's a great answer. No, I want you to sit on the ground, okay, so other people can hear me. Oh, don't break our Advent wreath. So this is a Sunday in the church year where we just get to celebrate joy. Isn't that kind of wonderful? What's a little confusing, though, is that on the Sunday that we celebrate joy, we heard a reading from the gospel that didn't sound super joyful. We heard a story from a man named John the Baptist who called the people he was talking to a brood of vipers. And he said if they didn't change their ways, then they would soon find themselves thrown into fire, fire, unquenchable fire. Does that sound joyful to you?
No.
No, not so much. Sounds dreadful. That's a great word for it, Trenton. It sounds dreadful. Dreadful means like terrible and horrible and something that makes you a little bit afraid. So what do these things have to do with each other? Why is it that on a Sunday when we celebrate joy and all that brings us joy, we hear these stories of John the Baptist saying, what do you think, Trenton?
Maybe it brings him joy.
Maybe it brings him joy. maybe. What else do you think could be a connection? Yeah. So I'm going to help us understand a little bit about the connection between these readings. What do you think it might be? What do you think? Jesus and God. Those are always really good answers to questions that I ask at the children's sermon. Okay, now here's what we're going to do. Can we get up, Beth? So I'm going to have everybody stand up. I'm going to move our wreath up to the altar. And this is how we're going to help understand a little bit what John's kind of scary readings could do with a Sunday of joy. So Caroline, could you help me with something?
Turn around. Turn around. Turn around. Turn around. Turn around.
Turn around. Good job, everybody. Okay. sign to go to the back of the church and invite everyone to turn around. And it took us a little while to stop talking about what we had done this weekend and to turn around. It took us a while to hear Caroline, didn't it? You heard her right from the beginning. So you heard her say turn around, but everybody took their own time to actually turn around and do it. So the things that John the Baptist is telling us to do, he's telling us to repent. And the meaning of the word repent is to turn around. To turn around and face a different direction. And so John the Baptist came before Jesus and invited us to turn around from all the things that fill up our time, right? So we were just talking about our plans and what we had done for the weekend. And here was Caroline acting as our John the Baptist in the back of the church, inviting us to turn around, to face a new direction. When you all were talking to me, we were facing this way. And then we turned around that way to see Caroline. And there are a lot of pictures of John the Baptist that when John the Baptist caught their attention. Now, if you had someone out in the wilderness who ate locusts and honey and had his hair all kind of crazy and called you a brood of vipers and that you die in unquenchable fire, I mean, maybe that would catch your attention. But the point of him catching your attention is that he's pointing. And who's in that big window back there? That's Jesus, right? So that answer that you had before, God and Jesus, usually pretty good answers. John the Baptist helps us to turn around from all the things that cause us to pay attention to the busyness and the stress and the chaos and all the things in our life, to turn around to look at Jesus. And when we turn around and look at Jesus, at Christmas we'll start out by welcoming Jesus as a tiny baby in a manger, but our stories will continue to follow him as he grows and teaches us how to love. And everything about Jesus shows us how loved we are by God. And so sometimes when we're facing this way and we're caught up in all sort of the busyness and stress and, oh, I have so much to do, and especially during the season before Christmas when we don't know if we're going to get everything wrapped and we're going to have all the guests that we need to have and we need to make our house look perfect, we need to wrap all the presents and decorate the tree and do all the things that we have to do before Christmas. Sometimes we need to just turn around and focus on Jesus and clear out all the stress and clear out all the noise and keep our eyes on Jesus. And through Jesus, remember how much God loves us, even if all the plans and all the busyness doesn't go as we hoped it would, if something goes wrong. When we can turn around from all of that and look at Jesus, we are reminded how deeply loved we are. And that is the message that we get at Advent and the true message of Christmas. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your wild messenger in the wilderness, John the Baptist, who called us to repent, who called us to turn around, to focus our eyes on you, on everything that you show us about how to love and how to be loved by God. We ask that you would help to still our hearts in this busy season, that we could turn our eyes toward you, experience your love, and through that, learn how to love one another. Amen. Happy Advent.